And we are back here once again with another episode of the Cloud Nine Podcast, Season 11, Episode 3. So this past week, we did not have an episode on Thursday. As you guys knew, I took my first vacation that I had since 2019. I actually went out to Vegas for the, 2024 Las Vegas Geeks and Gamers and Friday Night Tights meetup. I do have vlog footage from actually going to the event. The vlog is currently getting worked on right now, and you guys should see that come out sometime soon, actually. So everyone knew that we weren't going to have a show on Thursday and that we were going to be resuming the two episodes of this show a week starting today, actually. And if you guys are listening to this podcast on any podcasting platforms, or you want to find the Cloud Nine Podcast on your favorite podcasting platforms, go and search up Master Swag King, the Iron Man Podcast, and Cloud Nine Podcast, and the yellow lion icon is me. You can choose to watch the Iron Man Podcast, which is all of my one-on-ones, panel shows, Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcasts, or any like special podcasts that we do. It's all encompassed in that. And then the Cloud Nine Podcast is basically everything surrounding the competitive landscape for League of Legends. And this weekend was so packed with games. We had the third place matches, which are now called the lower bracket finals. And then we had the finals for the LEC 2024 Spring Split and the LCK 2024 Spring Split. So I did get a chance to watch all the games actually between both the LCK and the LEC. We'll start with the LCK first because obviously they're more important and they're probably going to be the only region that competes with China this year, because the LEC really sure isn't looking like it. And then we'll go over the LEC. Now, for the LPL, we will be going over the LPL more this Thursday because I haven't had a chance to watch the last, like, two or three best of fives from the LPL. But I do want to talk about the LPL coming up this Thursday. And the Iron Man Podcast will be hitting 400 episodes tonight when me and Mr. Blanks over on Rumble, gotta follow me on Rumble, talk about the newest Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG Forbidden and Limitless update, which brought in some interesting updates to the Yu-Gi-Oh! TCG. It's crazy that these lists always happen on like a Saturday or a Monday. I don't really know why that's always constantly a thing. But yeah, man. What's up, dude? How you doing?
Oh, man, crazy, crazy weekend. Like, right now, I'm finishing watching the Pokemon Finals. Glick from VGC, he won his ninth regional, dude. Oh, my God. That shit was so loud. You were able to hear the yell on the PTCG live. The TCG stream. You were able. That's how loud it was, because the showcase matches are right, I think they're next to each other. It's crazy. And I'm like, yo, this shit is wild. I'm like, what the hell's going on? Like, dude, I've been up there, not all day, because I went from up, 2 o'clock in the morning, watching LCK, went to sleep, woke up. I watched the game four of LPL, then LEC, Pokemon, and then as soon as the LEC was over, I went watch the Knicks game, and then I watched the Lakers game while counting all cards. Like, I watched
games.
Watch the game that I've been trying to sell all these cards that are coming off the Bayless. I got copies of, like, I have 3 copies of Protos. Like, I could have bought more, but I'm not thinking they're going to bring that shit back. I'm selling my copies. I'm trying to get rid of them as soon as possible. I'm selling them for like $20 to $25, depending. Mm-hmm. Because they're like 40, but they're dropping.
Yeah,
they're like dropping. That's why I'm trying to. I'm not trying to wait, but I'm trying to see where people feel comfortable to buy that. Because I put mine out there last day. Like, okay. Because this shit is $50 right now.
Because, like, there's so much to go over regarding Yu-Gi-Oh! Later on, yep. The Iron Man Podcast. We're going to start talking about the LCK first. We're going to start with I'll just get this out of the way right now. Yeah. I know there was recent comments made about the whole like DDoSing situation. Faker made some comments on it. Here, I'll just this is my conclusion that I was thinking about it while I was at work. For T1, what they should understand is if they're gonna lose sometimes, you're gonna lose best of fives. It's gonna happen. You don't need to be doing like no press conferences. Just
but the
like,
issue hey. Is they were getting the same opportunities to practice at the same level as their counterparts. That was the issue.
I was just bringing up like, you know, just be like if the media wants to interview, just be like, hey, no comment. Because later on, you know, when they got a little bit of practice, they were pretty convincingly the better team. Like I told people, from that time that Homolife beat them, Doran literally on the stream, on video, was like, hey, we actually won. He was actually so unsure that they would win in the fashion that they did. And right when I heard that, I was like, Because that's why I've always said the reason why esports should have like double elimination is because if your team is legitimately better, you should have no problem beating them again. You know, if your team is legitimately better, right, you should have no problem beating that team again.
But I'm going to tell you why that's a double-edged sword. Like, double is good, but it's also bad because it gives another like team an opportunity to like win. Or it's like, were you really able to ever beat them? Like, because sometimes you catch a team off, you catch somebody off one day. It's like, because like in Pokemon Go, this guy won. He got beat twice, but then whatever happened between the time he got beat the second time and he faced him the third time, something happened to his opponent.
Because that's the thing. It's
like
Homolife definitely did not keep up that same level of momentum when they beat T1. So it was obviously T1 had weaker practice going in. I would just say going forward, just if the media wants an answer or their fans are just say no comment. That's it. Like, I don't know what was the point of
giving an interview. But no comment is one of those things where it's like,
no, you just give no comment. You're like, hey, I'm not answering that. You just move. Just
but now you look suspicious. You don't. It's one of those things.
Well, no, because it looks suspicious because were they just making excuses to why they lost? It's like, but it's also suspicious.
No, but it's also suspicious on why you're not answering it.
Yeah, no, I would just go, hey, no comment. We'll just beat them next time. That's it. Because if now they beat them now, and it's like, well, why did you complain about it before then? There was no issue with them winning.
No, there wasn't. Because think about it. They were getting DDoS the whole it's one of those things where I understand where you're coming from, but it was.
Because that would lead to the excuse portion of it. I'm not saying that we're making excuses.
But then I can flip the whole thing. If you say no comment, but then why are you not commenting on it? Is it a bigger problem than it? See, it's.
If you just say no comment, you just don't have to comment.
No, but then why is it no comment? Why are you not answering it? Why are you moving around the thing?
That's how it goes.
No, because I've been. Because don't forget, I used to try to go for HR. Anytime you say, you got to be careful about saying no comment enough time. Because then it's going to be like, what are you hiding? And then you'll have people try to...
Because that would only be applicable if Faker hadn't come out and said, yeah, we did have practice, but I was just mad that we just played bad. He just said, I'm just mad we played bad. So that's why their press conference that day was just confusing. They didn't need to do it at all.
Not wasn't like, confusing. They didn't practice. But the thing is,
They didn't practice in enough time frame to actually get sufficient practice. And it was
Because they didn't practice. Because think about it, everybody else already had significant more practice than it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They're behind.
I'm saying the press conference they had was worthless. It didn't.
No.
They beat them. They were the better team, right?
No. Because Homolife beat them before.
Yeah.
That time. And then they beat him again. That's mean, oh, okay. Homolife was ramping up. That's why. And then all these DDoS happened. The comment was correct. The reason why I no longer do no comment. And I, like, there's times. The one thing Faker should have said is that I'll have, you know, if you say no comment, you got to be like, let my representative. Or whoever answered.
All he had to say was, we didn't perform very well up to expectations today, and we will do better next time. He didn't have to talk about anything. They had to mention nothing. Because if they got to practice, but it wasn't good enough, and he was just mad they were just performing like shit, that's fine. That's understandable.
But it's not fine, because then it's like, but then it's, like I said, the way the media is, they'll find a way to break it down. Like, Trust me, I understand where you're coming from. But
yeah, because I can understand why people would go like, then yeah. That's an excuse though.
It's an excuse, but then if you don't say anything,
yeah,
you're screwed either way. If you don't say anything, what are you hiding? What happened? Why are you not screaming? Why did you play like this? It's one of those things where it's like, you're like, it's like,
because that's the thing though.
He shouldn't have said something.
With a better team,
he shouldn't have said something.
But you also, it was
the issue is he shouldn't have said something, but he also can't say no comment. You got.
He could literally have just said, if you didn't want to comment, all he has to say, we didn't perform up to expectations, and
no,
we didn't
do that time. Yeah, you say that too, but it's like, wait a second. Why did you play up to performance if you had to practice? See, now you start answering questions.
All you just answer is just, our practice just didn't go as well as we thought. Simple stuff like that.
Is it simple? But why didn't you get that practice? Was the DDoS that bad? Did Ryan give you...
never go into like what specifically made their practice bad. Because
but they start asking those questions. You don't want more questions to be asked. You just want to ask the question one time, leave me the fuck alone.
No. See, if that's not good enough, then I have no clue what.
But that's the thing. It's never going to be good enough. That's why you gotta say at this time.
No, what made it worse is them talking about the DDoS situation. That's what made it worse. They shouldn't have mentioned that at all.
But the DDoS, we already know the DDoS is probably happening. That's mean it's not because it would have probably came out eventually that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's the thing. The way you answer that question, you don't say no comment.
If they had said no comment, they would have to answer for anything. They could have just.
You got to be like, at this moment, we're not answering any questions about certain things. Like, if any information gets out, you got to be like, even you got to say, but you don't say no comment. Because I'm coming from. The Major League Sports, you just don't say no comment. That, and I was like, what?
That's the thing. To someone like T1, if Faker says no comment, what are you going to do? Question him? It's like, you're going to be like, okay.
You don't question him, but at the same time, you start questioning Oregon.
Well, you're going to have your suspicions, but if he says no comment, there's really nothing more much else you can do. If he doesn't have to answer anything, he doesn't want to.
He doesn't have to answer it, but that, it's like, but the thing is, in. Because was it Korean media? Because I'm not sure how Korean media is, but I do know how, or I do to a certain degree know how the fans over there. The fans over in Korea are much more diehard than the ones over here. You know, sport. That's why I say you don't. That's why you never want to say no comment unless you have literally. You said at this time we have nothing to say. That's how you answer it. It's longer to say no comment, but what you said at this moment of time,
follow up comment could you have if he would say, we didn't get sufficient practice, we didn't play very well,
we didn't get sufficient practice because of it'd be reasons outside of our. Because of our accounts.
These people are so in love with him, they're not questioning anything he says. They'll be like, oh, okay. No. You're right.
Maybe the people that don't like T1 fans might question. And that's the thing, too.
Their performance in the best of three would show that they did not have sufficient practice. Yeah. That would be...
That's why as a media marketing person, I'm not saying for me, but that you have to be prepared to answer every kind of question. That's why you always know... how to try to get around answering.
That's my thing on that. Like they basically, since they beat Hanwha Life, none of that really is gonna.
Right now it doesn't matter because you're in MSI.
And they showed that Hanwha Life just played better on that day. They're the better team when it came to the situation.
That would work if Hanwha Life.
If Hanwha Life had won, that would have been pretty weird.
Yeah.
that they've been like, okay, it wasn't just that on-day performance. Now, I remember the game one. Like, because we bring over that game one.
If Hanwha Life did beat them in the best of three before the playoff, then it is one of those things
they did win that.
Yeah, that's why I said you that's why you got to look at every angle because you never want to leave
the crowds back, right?
Yeah.
Or is it before they had the crowds back?
It was before they had the crowds back.
Yeah, this was before
the crowds. That's why you're like, okay, what happened? It's like you start getting those questions, and if someone's going to slip up, that's why you need to trade the hell out of people.
That's why I think the only reason why they even did the interview was because maybe their fans were demanding like an explanation to why they lost to that org so much. You know, that's the only reason why I think.
That's why you put fake out there and tell them it was DDoS, and then most of the times we're scripting. There's a piece of paper somewhere, or they rehearse it. It's like, oh, okay, say this, do that. Anything else you say, we'll find you. But they're not going to find Faker. They'll probably just be like, okay, Faker, don't do this again. Mm-hmm. But it's like, make sure you follow the script, word by word, and boom. That, or not word by word, but in a sense, where it's like, make it seem like it's your words, and then boom, right there.
Yeah.
No one's going to question Faker. But they're going to question the org because there are people that look at Faker and say he's bigger than T1.
There
are fans that like without Faker. Like think about it, last year when Faker was off the team sucked. It'd be like,
yeah,
they're right. It's one of those things where it's because as a media person, you look at social medias, you look at everything and see how people react to certain things, and then you work accordingly. What I was taught in class is you never want to go say no comment because there are people to be like, why?
Would they really care what an ex random media outlet's saying? Honestly, no comment to that.
Nah, is they would, but then
you're saying that if they said no comment, then the perceived perception amongst the media will be that they're hiding something.
Not the fans, but the media. The fans will give a shit. Fans are like, all right, cool. Okay, T1 lost. They're going to bounce back. It's the media. The media is the corporations are more afraid of media than the fans. The fans, if they're loyal, they'll.
Fans get like a single answer. They're pretty much like, oh, okay, that's kind
of okay.
That's the reason. Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, okay, oh, DDoS, all right, cool. And it's like, but why DDoS? But why didn't Ryan give me the count? Ryan should do better. And then it's like, oh, fuck.
No, Ryan should do better. That's true.
Yeah, it's like, and it'd be like, but why didn't Ryan? Oh, we did give him the count, but then why didn't get DDoS again? And it's like, oh, fuck it. Okay, that's too many damn questions. And it turned out, and then. That's why sometimes corporations try to lead the blame onto like, okay, we can't have all the blame be on us.
Yeah, because from my point of view, man, I don't know why we got to be out here doing press conferences because we lost a one single best of five. It's like, this, how many best of fives has Orgs won? How many world championships? We do want a press conference because we lost in one best of five?
But my
what
thing
kind
is,
of crazy my, fans do they
but,
have?
But my thing is, and then they showed us the proof that they haven't been on in 2 weeks. On their account. If they didn't show us the screen grabs of them not being on, I'd be like, okay, you guys should have shut the fuck up. That game is so credence, but it's like, okay. And then Homolife was so surprised. I was like, all right, cool. And then you see how Homolife get absolutely blasted by JG. You're like, T1 lost to this? And then he's like, okay.
That's my thing. I'll ask you, don't you think it's a little bit excessive that we're having a big press conference for a loss and a best of five? Even though they have an extra life, it's not like they're out. That's why Double M exists. So just in case that does happen, you get a chance to.
That I do agree. It's like, I don't know if I would have done that, but
the whole ass press conference
for
race.
But sometimes you just get ahead of it. You just reassure your fans.
So fuck off.
Sometimes, hey. AD the same fans out here said death threats.
Last year, that guy said because KT lost to T1, I'm gonna go stab Faker. They were like, huh?
Like I said, see, that's why you got it. You gotta know your fans too. You gotta know your fans.
Think about it.
This motherfucker out here talking about in the comments like, oh, Judge, you what LCK again means T1's gonna win MSI. I'm like, oh fuck. Oh, Judge Coley win Korea. Coley with a career. They can't win anywhere else. Chovy's going to choke again. I was like, God. It's like,
you know, he actually has been playing so well. If he, I couldn't see a world he doesn't do well at this.
There was a meme somebody had on Reddit, but they deleted it. They said Chovy versus T1. He's the Hulk from the Avengers. And then Toby versus China. He's the Hulk from She-Hulk. I was like, yeah, that's I tried to save it, but by the time I went back, like the person deleted it, I was like, fuck. That shit was funny. It was like it just wasn't Toby. It was it was Genji, but it was like, oh shit. It was like, but you look at it, you're like, okay, now T1 won. It's like T1's an MSI, okay. You got that. It's like, all right, cool. Now it's just,
well, let's talk about the third place match first. We had T1 versus Humble Life Esports. That was a rematch, obviously, of their upper bracket match. Yep. And so game one, I remember they tried to cheese Zeus on TF. They did effectively put him down for quite a bit. But I want people to understand, Humble Life pulled off a lane swap and then were themselves 11,000 gold behind. Yep. The fact that they even put this guy down that hard goes to show that, I don't know if that's T1 being better or Humble Life just being absolute shit to the point where, like, you can do something that well that early in the game and you're still losing the game. Because for the most part, the only reason why they lost that game one was because they messed up one of the team fights, actually.
It was a team fight near the, I want to say near the dragon. I want to say.
Or was it the dragon, or it was one of the baron where they just lost it and they just lost the game. I was like, wait a minute, these guys are worse. These guys are the only person that kept Humble Life going is just Viper. I don't understand what other thing a man can do to help his team. Oh, sorry, Delight actually had a pretty good series too. I think I'll be honest with you guys, I love Lehens. I do, but swap Delight and Lehens. Just swap them. That's what they should do. Pace plays better with Delight. He did play better with him. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like Viper and Delight and Paze and
he plays better. He played better with Paze, but then not with the rest of the team as much. That's why it's one of those things. Like, what do you like more? Play with, like, do you want a support that's mainly good?
If you want someone to enable Paze to have him play a little bit better, I doubt they would do it honestly. But that's the idea that I would go with if they want to make an upgrade later on this year. If they don't meet their expectations, just be like, hey, Hamla, can we have our older support back? Hey, you want to trade? You know, hey, yo, do me a favor, dog. Come on. We did like beat your ass with him. So, you know, you kind of want this guy, right? So later on in the series, it just kind of shown team were just the better team. One of the games, I just absolutely lost my brain. So one of these games, Zeus picks Vayne. Also in the game, gets shut down. They correctly know, hey, we need to make sure this guy does not pop off. They do that. And later on in the game, for some reason, who's he having the game? Who's their top laner? Humble Life. Doran doesn't TP to help his team. Then the rest of the team are doing some things well up to the point where they're like, wait a minute, that Vayne we kind of stopped? Oh, shit. Now she's like ass scraping us. Oh, God, now we lost. Oh, shit, now we're out.
Yep.
Oh, God. Yeah, Humble Life's season is over. I mean, they were the third best team, like we predicted.
Yeah.
They were pretty much just solely carried by Viper and Delight. Zekka. Yep. I'll be honest, I don't know why people still have this guy. He only played good in one tournament. He's only ever been good in one tournament. I don't know what kind of equivalent I could make for him. He's only been ever good in one specific tournament, which was Worlds 2022. He's always been just okay.
He's, trying to see who.
I don't know what to really compare him to. He's just like he's a very overrated player. He's just okay. He's not in any way, shape, or form an X factor to make any team better, honestly. There's a reason why those other teams didn't want him. He's not good early that much.
Oh, he's
the fact that guy got all pro third mid laner is just depressing.
Oh, he's Toronto. He's Toronto Raptors 2019. Pretty much, they got hot 1 year and then they fell the hell off after.
Yeah.
You can say that. You can Mavericks say
for the 1 year that they won.
2011. Actually. Oh. Yeah. You're going to hate this analogy. Nick Foles, 2018.
I hate you, but I agree.
I was thinking that's like thinking
I'm about saying, Nick. Every Sam Bradford year ever, I would say.
Ass. You're an ass. The 1 year Carson was, he gets drafted. He plays good, but never gets to the Super Bowl. The 1 year he gets completely injured, like, as he's having a good year. They put in a backup quarterback and they get to the Super Bowl and win. It's like, and then they go back to Carson Wentz, ass again. It's like, and then they move on from both guys, get a new quarterback, get to the Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, no. Zekka is Nick Foles. Yep.
What the heck? Why did the background go away? What the fuck? Okay, that's odd. So, I'm being honest with you guys. I really don't understand what people see in this guy. Hobolife don't need this guy. He's never going to be a player that can win you a title. I'm sorry. He's just not a player that can ever win you a title. He just isn't, honestly.
Who would you get a replacement of him?
Who do you want? That depends.
Because he's the mid laner, Desmond. Shit, did he take somebody from America? No, nah. I was like, it's two of you?
Sorry. Yeah. The other tab kind of started bugging out. I was like, wait, there's two of me?
But yeah, but that's the thing you have to think about. Who would you?
Yeah, because, okay, so like, attempt to buy BDD. That might give you an edge.
Okay.
Showmaker said he's never leaving DK. So that's that. Well, to be fair, I will say this. A lot of players say they're never leaving X-Org, and then, you know, dollar signs start hitting and they start changing their tune.
I think Showmaker got like a fat bag from DK.
If they can ever attempt to get Showmaker away from DK, that would be an upgrade. The only other players that I see, maybe put Closer around better. You know, Closer's on Fear X. Maybe put him around these guys. It might work better. Because they're just, if Hollow ever want to compete, the top of the table, well, to be fair, your top three, you are at the top of the table. They're probably going to go to Worlds later on this year anyway. Like, I don't know how you win domestic trophies with this guy. You just can't. He's just not strong enough. He just can't compete with Faker or Toby.
He's strong enough to get.
He can't even really beat Showmaker, honestly. He can't really beat BDD.
Oh hell no!
BDD hasn't been playing that well, and he can still beat him.
No, the issue is BDD's team is just too damn fractured with him. Like KT's fractured. Like if I hear one person say that T1 KT is a rivalry, get out of here. That's
at this point, that was a rivalry like 5 years ago.
At that point, it's like the Giants and Eagles rivalry. At one point, it was a rivalry.
Now it's just, all right, one of them is just clearly better, and we just have to accept it at this point.
But then the Giants do beat you once in a while. But it's like, it's not.
Yeah, they always give you that hope. It's always that one that gives you the hope back again.
Like,
you know?
Like the one time KT beats T1, it's like, oh, yeah, but you beat T1 at half health. Like that's, beat somebody at full health, then come talk to me. That's.
Yeah, because the last best of three they actually won against them was the one that where Faker was out, actually.
Yeah, Poby, who's shit, at this point, he's there's people that want him off the day of.
Because that's the thing, is there no one in LCK Challengers that can be a better upgrade to Zekka? There's no one there. To be fair, I haven't watched LCK Challengers forever.
I'll be right back.
You're fine.
No. Oh, no, I'm good. Okay, never mind. Okay, I'm good. Yep.
Like, yeah. Is there no one in LCK Challengers that's better than Zekka? I'm just being honest here. Because, like, Doran is an upgrade to Kingin. Peanut's an upgrade to whatever shit situation they had with that last year. That was just hell. Viper's one of the best ADCs in the league. And you have Delight, who is an upgrade of her life. All you need to do is get a stronger mid. Not even stronger to the point where he's demanding, I demand all the resources. No, you could just need a guy that's just good on his own, who can fight on his own, who can create pressure on his own. Zekka just doesn't do that. I'm sorry. Like, even when he carries, it just doesn't look that good, honestly. You know, that's just me personally. But, yeah, Hobolife season is over. We'll see him in summer. I'm pretty sure they'll be going to Worlds. I don't think there's any other team beside them and maybe DK that are going to be going to Worlds for the LCK later on this year. Honestly,
it's gonna be the two teams that made it MSI, Hobolife, and now it's a coin toss between DK and KT.
Yep. Now we go to the finals: Gen G versus T1. This one actually went to five games. So in their series history, only three of their best of fives have ever gone to five games. Yep. It was the one at MSI last year, and then there was the one also last year during. It was the summer split.
Yeah,
that was also in the upper bracket final. That went to five games. So out of all their best of fives, only three of them have ever went to the full distance of five. And this is their fifth back-to-back-to-back-to-back finals appearance.
Dread it. Run from it. Genji versus T1 will still arrive. And just right when you think Faker can't do it, Faker can't reach the finals, he does. Just Faker just always right behind you, creeping on you like Michael Myers, ready to just like shank you, actually. He's just right there, ready to just loom over you. So this is a wild series, actually. So game one, we're watching this live. And I think game one, if they had actually drafted a little bit stronger, they actually have a good shot at winning game one. Now, when I say they win, I don't know, obviously, because that's I can't predict that. But yeah. Game one, Carrier on Poppy is just useless. I got the idea why they actually put him on it, because you could just set up Poppy, everyone just goes in and piles on. Poppy should have been with Owner. Owner should have had, and obviously Carrier should have had Maokai. Then Koma drafted Aatrox into Rumble, and that you just don't do that. I was like, he picks Cassante here, right? You don't draft Aatrox into Rumble, right? Because that's just how you lose. And then, obviously, you guys saw the Aatrox pick in the Rumble, just not good. Like, he got completely just shut out. And I can't really blame him for that. That was just incredible draft diff on, like, Koma's side of it. Because you saw game two. Game two, we took Cassante, because that would make sense, obviously. You would take Cassante, you know? Game one, Zeus, I don't really know what was wrong with him these past couple of series. He just wasn't himself. Maybe
it looked like nerves.
Nerves and pressures got to him. He was really overextending. Like, remember game one? He was overextending at moments. He knew he shouldn't be in those spots.
Yep.
He eat over the wall, ulted, and just started hitting the air. I'm like, okay, this guy's just clearly choking. Like, this is not the same player I saw, like, a few months ago. Like, what is this guy doing? Like, and then, I would say for Faker played really well. Faker had a really great series, actually. I think the only thing Faker did bad was when he accidentally clicked inside of the Rift Herald and he drifted himself to die. Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. That was his only real blunder. Other than that, he played great throughout the entire series. Carrier was after the Poppy pick. I was like, can this guy get on an actual support? Can this guy actually play real things? And he's like, I'll just play Nautilus. And okay, that's fine. He just took over the game, honestly. Honestly, if he had a more playmaking-ish support to what he can play to, I think the series looks a lot different. Gumayusi actually played better than Pace mostly throughout the series. It was mostly Gumayusi doing a whole lot better than him. If Zeus was having a lot of huge nerve issues, but Pace was definitely feeling pressure. This guy was really underperforming in a lot of those games. Which game did he perform well in? I think the only game he performed legitimately well in was the Callista game. Game one, because every other game he was just completely out of just the loop. Honestly, mispositioning, overextending, spots where he shouldn't be in. Owner actually for me played pretty well outside of the game one Maokai game. Actually, outside of that game he was fine. Everything else he played just completely okay in. Keem was good throughout most of the series. Kangen was pretty solid. Chovy obviously is the X factor team. This is what T1 need to do. If the same thing I criticize every team for, if Chovy is popping that hard off Aurelion Sol, just get rid of it! Just get rid of it! Why do they have to subject themselves to that? This guy is really ass-raping us, got YouTube, on Aurelion Sol. Hey, please get rid of it! Hey, no dragon! Yes, let's get rid of this dragon. Because in game two, Chovy was doing really well. They managed to catch out Chovy in one of the spots, and then they actually just won the game off that. I don't know, what is with T1 and getting Baron and then ending the game? They're just the best at doing that. So other than that, it was a fantastic series just from start to finish. I would say it's one of my top three favorite LCK finals. The Rocks Tigers versus KT Rolster one is always going to be probably the best one to me. KT versus Griffin, it's always a great one there. There's the original KT Bullets, they were called back in the day, versus SKT, which is Faker, what was that? Where he did the whole the Zed out play that Faker did. That one was really good to watch. But yeah, man, Ashu, what did you think about the finals from last night?
It was great, man. It was kind of disheartening to see how it ended. I was like, shit. Because I
Game 5 was the only blowout of the series, actually.
I wouldn't even say it was a blowout. It
was close up until when Faker did that Rift Herald thing. Because at that point, the map just opened. You know?
I think also they had a choice. It was like, damn, it was like the whole draft is like, do you ban Cassante, you ban Case? It's like, because you can't give over both. It was like, one of them has to,
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, game five. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, shit, dude, man, you gotta. I was like,
because that's the thing. I understand why Koma had. I know like they were going crazy on Reddit. They're like, why is Zayus our carry player on Zach? He was choking every game. He was quite literally like just couldn't function as a human being. Like,
yeah,
you have to give him something supportive. If you give him Zach, he could just he's not gonna be feeding. If you feed on Zach, you probably suck. But Zach is the safest top laner you can play. He can engage.
Yeah,
he's super tanky and he can dive. At least you're not feeding on him, right? Because as a coach, you should be able to identify if your player is weak at something or he's just not performing at that moment and just band-aid that up, you know? I don't think he'll be doing this at international competition. Yeah. I think maybe just pressure just really got to him. Also, Lehen's also himself struggled throughout the entire series.
Oh, no. Lehen just got
what was that? So T1's like, yeah, we'll pick Poppy support. All right, cool. Genji win. All right, okay. Even that game one, you're like, Genji, you're getting kills, but this is not really mounting to anything.
You know, oh, no. Like, it was – the kills were actually helping T1 because Genji could not execute anything after that. They get a kill, can't take a plane over tower. It's like, what are you doing?
Remember how they left the outer tier two turrets up and they had like 20 health? I was like, bro, yep. Knock those down. You could walk up and just hit those, actually.
Exactly.
Oh, the Faker – oh, yeah, that Faker Quadra. We watched that live. Everyone, I mean, obviously saw my reaction. I was like, how is this old man still doing this stuff? Now, theoretically, I have no clue why they went up and did that to him. They could have just took the dragon and left. I don't know why they chose to do that, but, you know, these guys are chinks for a reason. Oh, so, shit. It's just what they do. But, yeah, so Genji winning means King gets his first title. Kangen gets his fourth. Chovy has four. Chovy has four. No, yeah, Kangen and Chovy both have four. Pays has three? And Lehens has two. Because Lehens, what's crazy is both Keen and Lehens were on KT last year, lost to T1 both times. And both they lost in both upper bracket. They lost both in the
upper bracket and the lower bracket.
Yeah. They go to Genji with Chovy and they did a little bit better for them. It's great. They lost to T1. Both times upper bracket, then they lost to Genji in the lower bracket. They just couldn't catch a break last year. That's why you don't go to KT to win anymore. I'm sorry, KT fans. You just something wrong with that org, man. That last year, like we talked about last night on stream.
Yeah,
that one where they chose T1, that was a self-inflicted wound. That's not cursed. That's you just being kind of stupid, you know. But
yeah, you try to be cocky. It's like when you try to like. It's the whole thing where I was playing against somebody earlier in a mirror match. And it's like when you try to do a five-hand move, but you actually did a two-hand move and you fucked up because you forgot to take the one piece off the board and you got killed for it. That's what happened. Yeah. They saw, okay, Faker's not 100% healthy. But you keep forgetting that you're KT and Faker's back, not Poby. It's not Poby. It's Faker.
Yeah, and this thing, they knew Faker was coming back. Everyone knew he's coming back in week 8. So
Faker at 50% health is still going to beat you.
Even when he came back in week 8, they were slowly ramping up, actually. They were slowly getting back to form. And at what point T1 was ahead in the series? They were 2-1 just in game 4.
Yeah.
Game 4, Kangen was like, hey, man, we're like 2-1 down. What do you want? I want Kha'Zix.
Yep.
Huh? Yeah, Kha'Zix. Huh?
Kha'Zix makes sense. Kha'Zix
actually made sense. Yeah, I was like, that Kha'Zix pick changed the entire game. I was like, okay, yeah, that's some balls to be picking Kha'Zix in a game 4 where you, a deciding game, you have to win this to go to the next one. So, I mean, I guess Kerry is like, hey, he can pick random shit too. I guess it can work. Oh, fuck. I'm so surprised. Oh, I remember Hollow Life, game 1, he picked Sejuani support. What is this guy not going to play? He picked Ezreal, he's picked Kalista, he's picked Sejuani, he's picked Poppy, he's picked Azir, he picked Rumble.
Now, if he gets to the finals again, he needs to pick Lux at least once.
no way.
Yes. If you would, hey.
And Lehens is like, hey, yeah, I can do what Kerry does. And he support. He got absolutely blasted.
Oh, that was stupid. That was stupid. That was, see, I'm glad the LCS not playing right now because Boosie would have done that. I was like, Boosie, oh, I
didn't pick any support.
I was like,
why are they picking any support into Nami? That's terrible. That's
why No. Fuck all that. Why are you picking Nami support? Period. Like, that's the question.
Lucian, they drafted Lucian, Nami, Orianna.
Not Nami. Why are they picking AD support? That's what I meant to say.
Oh, you're fine. Yeah, like. That's the thing. If they pick, they willingly picked any support into not like you people. Oh god. Okay. Lehens, never let that guy cook. That guy could cook in some burnt shit because that was terrible.
Yeah.
Bruh. Any support? Like he did kind of make it look better in game five, but it's like I don't think that really made the difference, honestly. He could just honestly picked anything else. Well, that's it. Genji and T1 go to MSI. Actually, and that concludes the LCK 2024 spring split. Yeah, so I'm kind of glad it's these two going again because I just wouldn't have trusted Homolife on the international stage with Zekka. I'm sorry, you know. All right, let's go to the LEC. This time around for BDS, Adam wasn't benched actually, and he got a chance to play in the lower bracket final against Fnatic. What did you think about the Fnatic BDS series actually? Yeah, because you know, we just talked with the LC camera, like, yeah, this was pretty good. Yeah, we loved it.
BDS got cocky game three.
Yeah, so for me, guys, when I go from watching the LCK and the LPL, I'm like, man, that's some good League of Legends. You know, sloppy here and there, things happen. You're like, okay, cool. Then you watch the LEC, you're like, man, this is absolutely dog shit. This is terrible.
Yeah.
I was at work and I was watching it and they were up 2-0, and I'm like, are they about to just clean this up?
Yeah, I saw that too. There, I thought.
No, I was like, wait a minute, this is BDS. You're like, wait a minute,
this is BDS. But I saw that game three draft. I'm like, Fnatic to win this whole series. I don't know why. I just got a weird feeling.
Because the thing with Fnatic, which is crazy, is they played the best League of Legends that this roster has ever played in those last three games. All those last three games were pretty much just like stomps, actually, my opinion. Those games were just like destructively bad for BDS. So, yeah, BDS's season is over. What do you want to say about them?
I don't know what to say about BDS. They tried their hardest. Them going up 2-0 with the death sentence, they could not. They in this following three games, they could have closed out once. Each game got worse and worse for BDS. I'm like, Fnatic's gonna go to the finals. I'm kind of glad it is because I look at BDS like, yeah, nah.
Remember game one, they picked Yasuo top, and I'm like, okay, yep. Adam, because he just does that. He just throws curveballs like that in there.
Yeah.
I'll say game one was pretty convincing. And then game two, it was the one where, that was the one where they started 7-0, and then somehow Fnatic kind of were slowly crawling their way back in. I was like, if you start 7-0 and that other enemy team starts crawling back, that's bad on you. Just putting it out there. Game three. Remember game three? Yeah, Fnatic were hard winning it for the most part. That's the thing is, I don't even know how to feel about BDS anymore. Like, yeah, Nuke was kind of doing better than Humanoid. I mean, they were pretty much just like, is it crazy to say that Nuke and Humanoid are on the same level at this point?
Yeah, about right.
They have very... I don't think Nook has any highs. I think he's just okay. Humanoid has decently high highs, like we saw today, and he also has very low lows. I think with BDS, you start 2-0, and then every game got progressively worse, to the point where the last two games, guys, were pretty much just like hard stomps. Their mentality went from like, oh, yeah, we're 2-0. MSI inbound. Wait a minute. We lost two games. Hey, wait. We're about to get reverse swept. Oh, wait. We got reverse. Oh shit, we're out. Damn. Then Nook starts arguing with Thorin on Twitter, like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? What is wrong with you?
Exactly.
Like, Nook's out here being like, no, you lost. You ain't shit, Nook. Stop. Like, fuck. Yeah, good Lord. Again, I think Thorne had that one take that I usually have with some of these leagues where it's like, it does – this is kind of what it sounds like. I know Thorne said it doesn't sound like this. I disagree. This is what it sounds like. They're only doing well because other teams' better players are doing bad. That is true. Yeah. That is what BDS is. And some people say, you're calling them – yeah, I am calling them bad. They are bad. They are not a good team. BDS aren't good. They're only doing better because the teams with the legitimate better players are shit. Now, yeah. I know I know it's not their fault. I get it. But that still doesn't change the fact that the other teams in the league have better players than they do, and their team's performing better. The reason why BDS are performing better is because their coaching staff covers up all their weaknesses, band-aids everything up. There's this fat fuck YouTuber I used to watch called Implode 40. He had a hole in his wall. We always used to tell him, fat motherfucker, fix that. He lives with his parents. He definitely has the money to fix it. Band-aid. You put a hole in the wall and you band-aid that shit. You fix it. The coaching staff for BDS is the only thing that really keeps him alive, honestly. Like, Ice is basically just Noah. Like, Lebrov is Lebrov did, I guess, okay in the split. Nook is just okay. They don't really exceptionally do anything very well. They do team fight good as a unit. That's about as best I can really offer as good advice for anyone that thinks they like this team. Shales had a pretty awful year, if I'm being honest. He's not really played well, like, at all, honestly.
Oh, no.
I think the difference in the series was just how bad Shea was compared to Razor. Like, it was just like, bro, you are just absolutely just shit, honestly, compared to him. So anything else you want to say about BDS, actually?
The only thing I want to say is, like, okay, BDS is good enough to get to Worlds because there's more slots open, but if it's like BDS might be our third best team.
No, that's sad. Because fucking hell, that's so bad.
Because who's else there?
Vitality? We have Carmine Corp.
Oh god. Okay. All right.
Dude, there's Giant. Okay, there's BDS.
Giant X. Okay. Yeah. No.
There's Mad Lions, man.
Put a Giant X for that shit. They're done. Mad Lions. Okay. Mad Lions is better than last year.
Don't tell me that. That's so depressing. That's so sad.
They went all Spanish, it got worse. They overachieved in spring, or in the winter, and got slapped in the spring.
We said, hey, you can do well in winter. That's cool. But make sure to keep that performance up. Nope, they didn't. They actually just got completely just railed most of the split.
Exactly.
So Adam, for me, never came back to the same form he had in winter. He just massively peaked in winter. That benching he just didn't give a fuck anymore. Motherfucker is like, type in an alt check. Can we FF? No, you can't FF in a pro game like that. They stopped that back in like season 5.
Go watch his face again. You can just tell he was just done.
And then, like, we'll do it on Thursday. There was this big, giant Monte Cristo double lift drama with lane swaps. I'll just say this. Double lift knows what a lane swap is. I'm not arguing against him or for him. I'm just saying, like, the fact that he would even say that these are lane swaps compared to when he was playing in lane swaps. I watched him play competitively in lane swaps. I know he knows what that is. Double lift is just fucking stupid. He just says retarded shit half the time. I really don't understand why people listen to him for the most part. But I even say some cringe things that are kind of cool here and there. But I'll say, I know that they were talking about, like, leak scrims. Guys, it doesn't matter if BDS leaked the scrims. Do you know how easy it is for someone to leak something to someone else? I'll show you how you do it. All right, so Chaz and me are like, man, Lennon got a fat, juicy butt. My gosh, you got it. Man, that back taco looking fresh. Hey, dude, don't tell anybody I said that, okay? Chaz's like, okay, cool. He could be on his own. He could just text James, hey, yo, Lennon got a fat back taco. So that's
it. What happens sometimes with us, you be talking about something, you forgot you went live, you telling me about Lennon and shit, you're like, wait a second, what the fuck, who? He's like, wait a second, that guy's talking Lennon? You're like, oh shit, and you know how times motherfuckers forget they go live and leak shit?
Yeah.
Or sometimes he said, or you know how times somebody sent me a message that I meant to go to somebody else, but it went to all, or they sent it to the wrong Chaz? I'm like, I'm thinking this girl wants me to come over and fuck her. And I realized it was the wrong cast. I was like, because I got like halfway and then I realized I messaged her. I messaged her, son, and then I realized it wasn't for me. And then I just like, thank God, like, I didn't get on the bus. Like, I just walked back home because I was good enough distance back to my house. I was like, oh, okay, nope, that was not for me. Thank God. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, shit, man. Because that's the thing is, I know, because I'll go over it more. We'll go over it more on Thursday. But people don't understand, it's so easy to tell people things. Just with this. It's so easy to tell people shit. Leak. Like, after the scrims, BDS could have literally have just told every... Oh, no, the only team left in that portion of the tournament was just, like, Fnatic and, I think... Who did Fnatic face in lower bracket? Before BDS.
Vitality?
Was Vitality? Yeah, they could have just told Vitality. Like, it's so simple and so easy to leak.
It was either Vitality or Bad Lion. Or no.
Yeah. No, it was Vitality. Right, it was Vitality. That whatever fucking that series was. That's trash. That's just garbage. Oh, so that's that. And then today you had the series where G2 versus Fnatic. Game one, they actually – did you watch the, you watched the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So game one, Fnatic won, and you're like, oh, okay, this might actually – can they pull off the upset? No. Sadly, no. Even when Fnatic were ahead in a few of the games too. They were ahead in these games. They were ahead. There was a chance – They could have made it a lot more closer. This series, if Fnatic weren't like half retarded, half these players, and just the way they think about the game, just the way they even perform, this could have been a 5-game series. I doubt they still win the game 5 if that ever went that far. But game 2, I remember they were really far ahead and they just started throwing. One of the games, Yacht just Volley Bear ults into the Baron pit and just steals Baron. Game's over and like,
yep. Yeah, nah, exactly. You just gotta be like, yep.
You gotta just be like, hey, yo, we're dog shit.
Yeah, be like, so.
Walked
like
in there, just got on all fours as a bear, walked in, and just took. Hey, that's my Baron.
I was facing somebody that's more than odd, because right before I went to sleep, I played a game of Pokemon, right?
Okay.
The guy bowled again 5 times. I'm like, oh, fuck. Should I take these 5 bullets? Because my play Charizard. Right? He whiffed a turn attack. Before I even finished the attack, he just conceded. I was like, yeah, he's done. It's like, you bowl again 5 times, and you only have 1 Pokemon, you're done. And I gave him 2 turns to set up because I didn't want to knock him out too fast. Nothing. I was like, all right, cool. Lost that. I was like, yeah, no. Sometimes it's just like, yep, fuck it. I'm done. Just you log in, you log out, you go like, yeah. That's what it is. Sometimes you just log, you log out.
Dude, that's the thing. I don't understand the Fnatic. Yeah, to be fair, I wanted only Fnatic out of these other shit teams to go to the MSI. Like, I wanted the G2 Fnatic final because obviously it was going to be the most interesting. It's only for like historical reasons. Yeah. It's like, you know, I do genuinely think Fnatic is the better of this line of shit that comes out of these teams. But they themselves have a lot of problems. They still have these problems too. Why is it that whenever I watch this team, they are never on the same page? They are never on the same page, ever, okay? Noah got completely like, man, he was bent over on all fours getting fisted in that game 4. Absolutely just turbo useless. Motherfucker was 0-9 on Varus by 14 minutes. If there's a 0-9 Varus in my game 4, and I haven't played competitively, and I have to look at you, I'm like, you're lucky I can't throw this mouse at you right now.
If I play against you, you go 0-9 on Varus. I already know that it's game over. All right, cool. I ain't got to do shit.
That's the problem is even if Humanoid can make the hero plays that he did on Azir, doesn't matter. The Jinx had like 14 kills by that point. Jinx and Cap, not Jinx, fucking hell. Osama and Caps getting 10 kills fucking series.
Yeah, Osama was kind of iffy, though. He was kind of iffy in that. So.
Yeah. Him and he's had odd moments too. I thought Mickey X put a better finals this time around than last time, actually.
Yeah, but oh my God, when they both got pentas, I was like, oh yeah, nah, it's yeah, fuck.
Imagine that. What is with Caps and just getting pentas now? It just has to get a penta at some point.
I saw a video saying, are pentas even like, as spectacular as they once were, because it's like motherfuckers getting pentas left and right.
Then Humanoid thought he could just play Aurelion Sol, and yeah, that was a something. Jun, I will say this though, Jun actually played really well today. This is probably the best he's ever played ever, honestly. And that still wasn't enough. He straight up solo won them that game one, and then yeah. He was like, he tried to play, in game two he played fine on Nico. He played actually pretty well today. It's just Noah just so fucking fat and useless sometimes.
Noah just getting caught out for no reason. Noah's
just like, he's the other fat version of if like
Noah is the ADC version of a menace.
Yeah, he's like a menace if he had a brother.
You know, he's the ADC version of a menace. Like, literally,
Ashley just doesn't do. He could do so much more, but he is so content with just. I don't know how to analyze a player like that.
He's Jay Cutler. He's Jay Cutler. Like, no, he's Jay Cutler.
You know they can pop off, but then they don't pop off when they could, and then pop off when they can't. Like,
He's Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler, like, could have won the Super Bowl with the Bears in 2010. Decided not to play in the NFC Championship game because he didn't feel his quads were right, even though he could have played. Mm-hmm. And just never. And even people said he was one of those players that if he just gave a shit more, Jay Cutler could have 2 to 3 Super Bowls. Like the Super Bowl that Aaron Rodgers had,
yeah,
and that the Baltimore Ravens had should belong to Jay Cutler, because Jay Cutler was just that good of a quarterback. But yeah, you look at Noah, you're like, okay, he's just content of being here. It's like what Carzy said, like,
Carzy, we caught you in 4K talking shit. We know you're trying to get a paycheck from G2. We know. You ain't slick. I've been around a long time. I know what you're saying.
McCarthy, if you go to G2, they're not bringing over Hill of Fame.
Yeah, they'd be a rainy day in hell before they do that.
Like, they know.
G2 Hill of Fame. Think about it. Not winning titles for an entire year, then.
Think about it. G2 already went with Torgalas, and you saw how fat they got rid of him. I went back and saw that year. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the time where you...
Was he not getting carried by Caps that year?
Yeah, Caps had to be fucking Superman. I was like, yeah.
He did okay in spring, went to MSI, got completely ass-railed. Just, he looked like shit. Came back to Summer Split, looked like shit. At Worlds, he was actually just awful.
Oh, no. He fucking sucked at Worlds. That was the first year I was watching.
He might have actually been worse than Kellen, which is saying something.
Because I realized, even the last time even LEC got into top 8, they got blown out 3-0.
Hey, you're right. Yeah, you're right, because they lost.
Rogue.
Yeah.
I forgot who Rogue, but
this was
Rogue's game. To me, Rogue games were more competitive than NRG games, in my opinion.
Oh yeah.
Like,
this was like the highlight of why Game 2 went the way it did.
Yeah.
So Yike is right here. They have all of them here. Jun could just throw his E, stun him. I mean, guys, they literally have Cassante. They have Aurelion Sol. Oh my god, he gets in and steals the Baron. He flashes in and just steals it.
Yep.
At that point, the game's over. They just clean up. Clean up on all four. Give me a mop. All right.
And it's crazy how three of G2 players got tagged out, but it didn't even matter because Fnatic game there got aced.
Dylan Bob was like, you know what?
Fuck it. Four is higher than three. We'll take it. But that's why you do it in that game too. Here, hey guys, we got a team fight better because we can do this against Fnatic. But you guys can't even really do this against DK. Don't punch the fuck out of you. Like,
oh guys, this is the problem with this finals is, you know how low quality this shit is.
Yeah.
They will not. Okay, I promise you. If T1's Fnatic and they have that Baron control, Yike is never getting in there and stealing that. Actually, you know, they don't even need Baron. This can just beat your ass.
I'm gonna tell you this. They might let you in on purpose, get it, and they ace you and then end the game. I've realized T1 has done that sometimes. Don't let you get the ejected just to take you out and then win the game after. Because if they know the timers are high enough and there's one lane that's already broken in, you're done. I was like, okay, I see why.
There's no way he should get in there and do that, guys. They, yeah, Kasante can push you out. Kasante with his W can push you out. They have a Nico that can just – Nico could quite literally just blow her ult and stop him.
Exactly.
What is with teams that just shit Baron controls these days? There's no way he should be getting that and getting in that pit at all. I swear, if they're playing up against T1 or Genji, you are not getting that opportunity. They're going to ass rail you in that game. And then somehow Fnatic are ahead in another game and throw. Like, this is a problem with this Fnatic roster is they themselves need a new player, actually. Because never on the same page. It's too inconsistent. They're like inconsistently consistent. The Oscar Rennet, he's just not it. He's not it. Okay? He's not it. He's okay. He can have some carry games. And he's just a rapping Spanish taco. That's all he is. You know?
I don't know why I thought he was French, but yes,
is Spanish. He's Spanish. You're right.
He's Spanish. He could He's Spanish. I thought he was French, but okay, he is Spanish. I mean,
he has some carry games. He's an all right top laner, but we're talking about winning trophies here. He ain't it, man. I'm sorry.
But my thing is, who you replace? Like that's a
Me Cabochard.
Nah, it ain't never that bad again.
Okay, you ain't shit though.
that's like when motherfuckers is like, we gotta replace Fudge. Who we get? And then someone said Revenge. I'm like, he's liked by everybody on the LCS. I'm like, nigga, I don't give a fuck if a quarterback is liked by every motherfucking team in the world. If the guy's ass, the guy's ass. Like, I don't. You want to play with a player who can get you five or six wins, but can't get you to the playoff? Man, I'm good.
Yeah, right. I don't know. What is this thing where, like, people go like, this guy's liked by everybody, so you should be on a competitor. How about no? And first of all, that person, you ain't even paying for this player. What the fuck? Yeah, you like him. Well, you go build your own team and buy that guy. Yeah, I doubt most of these people, if they were building esport teams for League, you would take Revenge. I doubt most of you would.
Yep.
Mickey X pulled out Blitzcrank, which I thought was pretty cool. Broken Blade pulled out Twisted Fate. It was a... Overall, the series was about as okay as it could get. Fnatic could have made it to game five, but they were like just content with just being second place, honestly. Yeah. And you know the typical Fnatic Twitter. I know you've seen it because G2 always makes fun of it. Oh, it's like that South Park skit. We're sorry.
Yeah, I thought
We're sorry we get booty railed by G2. Every year at this point. We're sorry that we bend over on all fours and take it up the ass like Adriana Chedek. We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Like,
how many? At this point, why even tweet that out? Just don't tweet anything. Just say
nothing. Yeah, see that is so you do. Like, I'm not messaging that. I'm like, hey, guys, we're going to Everside. You know, we could win the split, but... You know, thank you for rocking with us this split and this season. You know, we got more to come, and then that's it. And then I don't tweet nothing to Emphasize. Well, Emphasize starts in May, right? Is it May or June? No, it's May.
Yeah, it's coming up very soon. Yeah, it's in May. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to have like a 2-week break, actually.
No, is it the beginning of May? I know it's May, but is it beginning? No, it's end of May.
I think they have to start at the beginning of May because they have the Esports Cup in Saudi Arabia coming up.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
In July. Yeah.
Okay.
MSI 2024. China. Yeah, the first. Yeah, you're right.
May 1st, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why.
It has to start. Yeah. Got to start earlier than this year, which is fine. I'm cool with that. That means less downtime for international competition. So you got about a week and a half?
2 weeks. Summer. 2 weeks. It's a week and a half for LPL. It's 2 weeks for LCK and LEC. And it's about a month for LCS.
It's
Because the LCS is going to get fucked anyway.
Yeah. So then who's going to the MSI that we know? It's Gen G T1, Fnatic G2, FlyQuest, Team Liquid, BLG, and Top Esports,
yep.
Well, LCS is losing every game, as we know, so that's cool. Fnatic, you're in that bin too.
G2's going to probably upset somebody, but that's the thing, though.
Guys, people don't understand. G2 could barely take a game off BLG when they had Yigao. We're supposed to expect them to beat them when they have Knight. That's ridiculous.
They
barely beat them in game one, and it was only because.
My thing is, they be saying T1 Ignodia is simple. No, BLG is Ignodia is simple. They got rid of the mid lane that got better. Where's your guy out now?
He's on the side. He's in the stands. He'll be there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dude, he's there in spirit. That's all that matters, dude.
Yeah, they fucked around and got a new mid laner. It's like when the girl gets a new guy who's just better at everything than you. Like how Richard Sherman said to Skip Bayless, "Skip, I'm better at life than you." I was like, "God damn!" If a guy comes up to you and say that, fuck, he gotta go. At this point.
They gotta figure out their top laner situation though. But we're gonna be honest here. They've had issues the entire split. Everyone knew they'd make at least top three. Like the lower bracket final was probably the highest you could expect.
But you gotta realize you went from winning MSI last year to not even being in this year. That's when we're getting a new champion. That's automatic.
We're getting a new champion. JDG were on a three-peat. They were going to be going into the Gen G four-peat phase, but no, that's not happening. Yikes. Ooh. Yeah. That's my thing here is I don't know why. I mean, Fnatic's going to go. Just play spoiler. And you could potentially – yeah, just play spoiler. I don't know how you can win, but just do that. Attempt to do that in any way you can. You know, Fnatic versus Gen G. Oh, that's about to be so –
That's gonna be nasty. Like Chovy versus Humidor. I can't wait to see that.
Can't wait to see Noah versus fucking
Pace. Yeah, I think they played against each other in the Challenger. I say
Noah versus Gumayusi. That's about to be just absolutely just a fisting.
Oh god,
they are gonna get so railed. It's gonna be so hilarious. To watch them win. Because I know people are like, but didn't T1 lose to Fnatic at World 2022? Yeah. Great analysis, people with a different roster.
Yeah.
What level of analysis is that? Hey, these guys won with a different roster back then.
Yeah. You know, about to see Oscar in his way out of MSI versus Zeus. Zeus can be turbo sprinted it, and Oscar ain't gonna know what the fuck to do because he can't tell if he's sprinted or if he actually played.
Oh shit!
Think about it. I swear to God, Kerry's gonna pull out some bullshit like misfortune support, and then gets a pentakill because he's gonna catch all five of them lined up and just hit the all.
I want to ask, did they say how many titles G2 now have as an org? Isn't it like 14?
12.
They have 12? Oh, yeah, they won four back. Yeah, you're right. They have 12. Yep. That's crazy.
It might be 14, but I know Caps was there for majority of them.
Yeah, he was.
For a good chunk.
G2 win their 12th title in the LEC.
Yeah.
And people want to say Carlos. Doesn't have any influence on this org. Guys, who do you think is still making the decisions? He's not actually in esports, but still, he has some influence on how G2 is being ran. I don't know why Fnatic tweets that gay shit out all the time. It's like, oh, we're sorry. We got ass railed again. You know, support us. Oh my God.
See, that's the media side. You got to say that. It looks sappy, but it's like
it looks so sad.
It looks sad, but it's like, oh hey guys.
And some of these series aren't even competitive. Some of them are just getting absolutely just blown out, and it's not even fair anymore to watch.
Yeah,
we're supposed to gaslight ourselves into believing this is a rivalry. These are really historic rivals, guys. Yeah, yeah.
This is Serena Williams versus Maria Sharapova. At first, it was close. And then eventually, Maria would get to the finals, lose. If it wasn't against Serena, it'll probably be against Venus or somebody else. And if Serena can win the title, Serena would beat Maria in the semifinals or the finals. It got to the point where it's like, we're gonna compare these two. Look at this little tight little white girl versus this big old black woman with curves, and it was like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got a little black kid that want to be Serena Williams. You got guys that want to fuck Serena Williams. I mean, guys want to fuck Maria Sharapova too, but it's like Serena's the one dominating. She out here wiping this waker you try to make feel like she's better than. It's like, yep. That's G2 Fnatic. Fnatic, every time you think they got a chance, like, oh, we beat them in the regular season. Mm-hmm. And then in the playoffs, you went what? Six? You went 1-6 against them?
2-6, I think.
Oh, 3-1 in the
No, rubber. they won two. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Didn't they get 2-0 stomped? And the other one they had, the best of three, right? They went 2-0, right?
It was 2-0, yes. 2-0. That's me. In total.
They went 1-6. Oh, hell no. Jesus Christ. G2 was just Fnatic's dad.
I'm sorry. It'll be 5-2 because you only won two games against them while they beat you five times.
Yeah, this year. This split. I remember. Yeah, they won one time in the regular season. They won one now.
Yeah, 5-2. Yeah, they were 5-2. Right. I forgot it was 2-0, not 3-0. Yeah, they 2-0
them. It's not also counting the times they lost to them, you know. Well, before it's like, yeah, Fnatic. Yep. This is literally just JDG BLG all over again. It's just G2 is just Fnatic's dad. That's it.
Yep.
G2 is Fnatic's dad, and Fnatic get on their knees for daddy and start sucking on cock. All right, so, what else did they go over? Yeah, we'll save the rest of the stuff for Thursday. Going to go to the LPL on Thursday. And you watched the LPL series, did you?
Yeah, I watched all of them.
Okay, we'll go over the Monty Doublelift stuff, and we'll go over the Inspired interview you wanted to cover on Thursday, actually. But yeah, we had a good episode today, actually. Genji, G2, both won the spring splits, both going to MSIs. The West are there to try, you know. Yeah. I love when people are like, yeah, the LCS is so competitive this year. Guys, this LCS split was absolutely dog shit. And I don't know how anybody thinks it was good, honestly. Yeah, Team Liquid like really overperformed and they did well in the playoffs, but no one had TL winning the split. Nope. No one had TL winning. Like, no one expected this roster to win.
Except for Steve.
Yeah,
but he don't count because he actually
owns the org. Imagine if the owner of the org were like, "Hey, we're probably gonna be fourth." That's insane.
Your owner gonna be like, "Oh, FlyQuest gonna win, sir. I need to take care and kind of make sure that you haven't been betting." Okay.
Oh. God, Shox came back to the LEC to, you know, host the finals a little bit, looking all cute, looking all sassy. God, looking all juicy.
Because they were showing old pictures of her from like 10 years ago, like the glow up is like, she said, yeah, this is what happens. Like, so sometimes women get better with age and sometimes women get worse. And then people in the comment section started typing, hot mom. It was like, oh my god, nope, just they were trying to delete all the comments that they realized you can't delete people just spam. Just go to emo only mode. That's the only way you're gonna become just like.
The only time that's cool is when the LCK commercials on Twitch have the dino dance thing. That's like the coolest one they have. Good lord.
But you got shocks out here. Everybody call me hot mommy and Melvin. It's like,
I remember there was a post she had when I guess Drake's dick got leaked, and she was like, Drake's thing is she wanted to gawk on that.
And then it was like Laura's like, oh my, and the LEC, the minute the game's over, they need they need, like, I know Kendrick was gone like 5 minutes after. He was like, "Yeah, I'm going to sleep, guys. I've been up for like 13 hours." I was like, "Yep."
Yeah, Kendrick is out here co-streaming the LCK finals, LPL lower bracket final, the LEC finals. It's like, bro, that man's insane. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, because after this, he takes the day off. He'll play some he's at Challenger. He's played some of that, and then he takes another 2 days off, and then he comes back at home. And he'll do the LPL finals. That's it. It's like, yeah, he was, because he knew the degeneracy in the LEC. He didn't want to talk about it. He just said anybody spamming anything, hot mommy or anything, just ban him. Just he's like, nope. Y'all here, sipping over shock. Yeah, they were some nasty motherfuckers, man. That shit was just hilarious. It was just like. That Kitty's chat, and then some people went over to Kitty's chat and was like, "Oh, pretty kitty." I was like, yeah.
"Oh, got wrecked."
I was like, "No, I'm going to sleep." I knew after LCK 5, I knew I needed to go to sleep.
You
want to
see this, right? So here, yeah. I'll show you right now. This was the prediction for Fnatic versus G2 today. Oh, I love how we had the T1 predictions, and one of the few people that predicted for them to win was Bang's wife.
Yeah.
She was like, "My husband was an underrated world champ, an underrated ADC player, honey.
You can't be an underrated world champion.
How do you underrated two-time world champion? He won three international. He won four international events. He won MSI 2016 and 2017. He won two world championships and he won an IEM. He won five international competitions.
Yeah,
not counting all the finals he made.
It's like when people try to say that, like top
underrated bro. Two-time world, honey." Just suck dick. Just shut up.
People try to say Tom Brady was underrated. I mean, in the early years, he was only really underrated at first Super Bowl. I'm not gonna lie. After that,
or is it? No, what the fuck? How do I? Goddamn Firefox. Good lord.
I literally got a video saying I got stuck.
Nope. Yes. That's for later. I'll use that for later.
Yeah. Hey, never girl said I got stuck. Okay, that's a trap.
If a girl's like, "I'm stuck," I'm just gonna be like, "All right, just you need to calm down and you need to go take a hot shower."
A hot, complete shower too. Just no.
Yeah, and while you think of wearing that shower, think about me sexually, please. One person predicted for if you predicted Fnatic to win this, I need to revoke your predictions.
Arrows
revoked. Revoked
3-1. Like Woo says 3-0. Evie says 3. A lot of people got it.
Saying 3-1 made sense. Cause they always usually get a game. That makes sense. But 3-1 Fnatic.
Jesus, he had faith.
He had more faith than I did. Yeah. Well, he had more faith than everyone because no one thought they were gonna win. The only person that thought Fnatic were gonna win was Sam Matthews, their owner.
Yeah, probably. I mean, of course, he has stated. He gave me like, "I like my team, but I'm a big DC." You do that, Ryan needs to Sam, it might be time to sell your team,
Oh, Vitality have a new jungler. Jungler Linkus is set to join Team Vitality in the LEC. Carmen Corp also considered him for their roster. They're getting rid of Daglus.
Yeah,
I thought Daglus was fine.
No. I think they're starting to realize he's a good talent, but he might not be completely ready for the LEC.
I don't think he's the right fit for that roster. I think if he goes somewhere else, he'll be fine. Because you can't play with Vettio. Vettio is a fucking weirdo.
The way Daniels plays,
Niski commented on this too. He said they tried to get Linkus for Mad Lions last year too, actually.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, maybe it was Sheep and I. He had a Niski profile pick. So I was like, okay. So who's Carmine Corp getting? What happened to all those, like, big changes coming to Carmine Corp? Nothing.
Everybody else keeps poaching them. It was like, you know.
Like, who wants to go to Carmine Corp, though? They might be in a situation there where they have to play that roster again.
They were going to get rid of 3/5 of the team. That they get, like, moved. Think about it. They were running for Tribute. They get them.
Yeah.
right?
They were running.
They could have got Kaiser. They didn't.
No.
They could get Limit. They don't.
Yep. There was talks about Aradage, but that kind of fell through fast. I think he's going there. Top lane was, I forgot who the fuck it was. There was talks about getting Licorice to somebody from the LEC. But yeah, it was like,
let's see.
Who do you bring over for the LEC? Like, there's a lot of talks on a lot of different podcasts about Licorice going over there. But the issue is, due to the LEC only plays 9 games, it goes right to playoffs. There might be a chance you might just go over there and rent out an Airbnb for about a month.
Look at this.
Playoffs, you go right back to the league.
This is what Adam said. Losing against G2 will help us improve even more. Okay, he's on drug.
How about losing against Fnatic? That's what I need to wait for.
Yeah, that's the thing. Losing against G2 made them improve, but they still lost to G2.
And then you lost to Fnatic after that.
Oh my god. Who would you like to see back in LA? Yeah, Unforgiven could be here. Chasey's not that bad. Chasey could be on a team.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Mercer. No, I always thought Mercer was straight dog shit, actually. I think he's so boosted. Yeah, these three are fine. These three are on one team cup. Now we're cooking some gas.
If they
replace Cavalier with Chasey, okay, you have a stable top laner that can maybe carry. Yep. Abadagi over Sakin.
That's the biggest
upgrade ever. Unforgiven over Upset. Upset's not been playing that well recently. Unforgiven's consistent. That's fine.
Upset doesn't work with those players.
Yeah, and
Upset might be the only one you do keep, but if you swap him out with Unforgiven, I'm about to use the pun. I'm not upset with that. You get it? I was like, I'm not upset if you replace Upset.
Yeah, Corp, do this. How about this? This is your roster. Chasey, Abadage, Limit, Unforgiven, and keep Bo. There you go. That's your roster. There you go. That'll make you somewhat competitive.
That actually could work. Yeah, that actually
now,
could work.
Now, if you want to spend the money for that, I don't know. Or if you don't want Limit, cool. Pick Kaiser. At least if they do make a change, please, for the love of God, if you even want to keep Sakin, which I don't know why you should just give them a fucking unemployment agency. Get rid of Targamas. He's awful.
Oh no, Targamas needed to be gone after that whole.
Like, if you want your mid laner to just be some bitch made pussy follower, keep Sakin then. But
Targamas needed to be gone after he said that there was it. The jungler doesn't have, what was it? What the fuck, he said
he has no flash. The Akali motherfucker had Ignite and TP. Are you blind? Now, not only are you bad, you're blind. The motherfucker was blind.
The joke was, he's not wrong. He doesn't have flash, but it's like, why are you telling us something that we know already? Oh, he doesn't have flash. Okay, thank you, Targamas. You're like, fuck. That's like when you got, but have you ever sat next to somebody saying some dumb shit? You just look at them like, why are you stupid? Like, that's what you gotta look at Targamas like, nigga, I know he got no flash. He didn't pitch. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, if they decide to go, I don't think Carmine Corp is gonna do it. But if they decide to go that route, that actually could work. Carmine Corp could actually
how far do you think they would go with this roster pending it? Because Chasey, which would count as an import slot because he's Korean. Chasey, Bo, Abadage, Unforgiven, and Limit. That's like a pretty strong roster there.
I say
Chase will have no synergy, like Photon. There, it's Korean, Chinese, but that's, you know, that's the only real downside it'll have, actually.
I would say they won't qualify for Worlds, but they're going to be. It's going to be like XL last year.
Yeah.
It's literally going to be XL last year. Abadagi is going to lead you to the finals, get 3-0 stomped, but you're going to have enough championship points to be in the season finals. Carmine Corp could literally be XL from last year if they actually decide to make the moves. Do I think they're going to do it? No, because French people are pussy. Y'all been pussy since 19 40 since the World War II. Y'all been pussy since then. Then y'all was pussy in Vietnam. And y'all still pussy now. But we're not gonna talk about like the whole country of France. We're just gonna talk about shit ass Cartwright Corps.
Yeah, it's just because remember we heard big changes coming to Cartwright Corps. We heard shit.
Hey, that was like when the Dallas Cowboys said we're going all in and signed two whack ass players. Mm-hmm. Where's all of that? Eagles went all in, took our goddamn running back, but that's another story for another day. But at least they did sign. With Cartwright Corps, you're the Dallas Cowboys. Like, where the change is at? We need to see moves. Because yeah. So far, you got the worst team.
Qualified teams for MSI, for anyone who's wanted to know. G2 Esports, FlyQuest, Team Liquid, Gen.G, Estral Esports, which is Wong, this is Tacos, Gam Esports, which is, you know, Rapid East.
Yep.
And PSG Talon, as usual. BLG, and that's it. So we need four other teams to be confirmed.
I know CB LOL is still playing out right now.
Yeah, I mean, CB LOL, LPL. Oh, no, Top Esports is there now.
No, it's just CB LOL that's left.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, there's Top Esports, there's Fnatic, and we have T1 also in their
T1. It's just CB LOL, and CB LOL is going to take forever. It's going to be loud. It's going to be loud. If it's not loud...
Yeah, that's the thing, because you know how like some of the leagues are going to be over for a little bit? Well, I could watch the CB LOL playoffs. I could catch up easily.
It's going to be... It's going to be
loud that wins. Just stay home.
Yeah, because...
What is he, Robo again? Robo? Robo against Zeus? Come on, man. What are we even doing here? Robo against Zeus? Like, that's not even... I'm supposed to believe he can beat Zeus?
Bro,
really?
Fuck all that. I want to see... Robo versus Ben. I want to see that.
You just want to see him get absolutely railed then.
This motherfucker Robo be talking big shit like he the king of Brazil. Like,
king of Brazil.
I'm not saying he king of Brazil, but that's how he be sounding like. I'm like,
king
okay.
of Brazil. That's like being king of the fucking autistic league.
I'm not touching that one. I'm leaving that one alone. That.
Oh, shit.
But yeah. I'm just saying, okay. You say you the king of the motherfucking thing. I want you to go against motherfucking what's the fuck versus Ben. Go get the best motherfucker in the world and then come back to me later.
Mm. So yes, after this, I'll have to get you set. We have to get set up for the Ironman podcast because Tiny's gonna slip through my town. We're gonna talk for a little bit and then at 8 PST. We're going to be doing the Ironman podcast going over the new Yu-Gi-Oh! April 2024 Forbidden Limited list.
Yeah.
Actually, this man Chaz makes like one video every 3 months and it's just banless update of reactions. Fucking bastard.
It's only one that gets reactions. This one caught me off guard. That's why I didn't get as many views, but it was like, okay. It's Loud Beat Pain Gaming 3-1. And then.
Yeah, something about his bank account. He commented on your video. He's like, I was Yu-Gi-Oh! Only for years now. I am also into Pokemon and split my recreational time between the two. Yeah, no more Yu-Gi-Oh! Only. Konami doesn't deserve any loyalty. I agree.
Yeah, no, I was Yu-Gi-Oh! Only until what's the set before Age of Overlord? Age of Overlord was the November set. It was the fuck. Whatever was the May set of last year. Was the last time I was like, yeah, this set sucks, and I knew at this point. But I went back to Pokemon. They were no longer advocating for people to get the COVID vaccine to go to the tournaments. Once they was like, no more vaccines required to go to the tournaments, is when I went back to Pokemon because I was like, I'm not getting a vaccine to go to these tournaments. It wasn't Pokemon. Maybe I might consider it because it's worth getting some cash. Maybe, but not really. Yu-Gi-Oh! Hell nah. I'm going to get vaccinated to get a fucking bat. Suck my dick. The fuck?
Oh, I forgot. We're on YouTube. Crush Card Virus stuff.
Yeah, all Crush right. Card Virus. Yeah.
So, okay. Anything else you want to talk about before we head out, actually?
Next week is Loud versus Pay Gaming in the finals. Yep. Lyles 3-1 Pay Gaming in the beginning, in the upper bracket finals, then. And then Vivo K Stars in the lower bracket. Vivo Stars 2-1, 3-1. It's just 3-1. It's like.
Just send like, Loud back.
Loud 3-0 Red Kaluga, and then Red Kaluga 3-0 Kaboom. K Stars 3-2. Yeah, it's just it's just bunch of 3-0s. 3-1s. That's me. Loud, I'm gonna say 3-1. Loud's just going 3-1 Pay Gaming. I saw part of it and I was like, after game one, I knew Loud's after game two. It doesn't matter if Loud was game one or lose game two
this is one of those regions where even if the favorite loses the game, you have no faith that other team is going to win. Still, honestly.
Yeah, because it's how they react after they win. It's like, oh, it's like what you said. Like when Doris like, I'm surprised we won. That's how they be after just winning one game. They're like, oh shit, we took a game off.
Yeah, I'm surprised our assholes didn't get blown out.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, yeah, because we're out here with the King of Brazil. He doesn't come off cocky. He comes off confident because he knows like CB Lowe has a loss of fucking series since like 2021. It's like,
yeah,
like, or whatever it lasts. I need these. Y'all talk about Gen G go for back to back to back to back, you know, like some Team Liquid shit. CB Lowe, I don't think they lost a series. Like a definitive series in 3 years, like since I've been watching, I think because they usually go 14-0 or 13-0. I think 1 year they went like 10-4 in the regular season because they just took some game off because they let's make it a challenge and then you still end up going to MSI Worlds. You know, it's like let's make it a challenge for everybody. It's like with R7. R7 that 1 year just, you know, decided to, like, be bad, but then they still ended up going to Worlds. So you're like...
Oh, I Will Dominate tweeted this out. It was on the Penta kill game. He said, it's crazy that the game was legitimately over and G2 played for Penta over ending the game in a final. That's how little they respect Fnatic. Yeah, this is not a rivalry anymore, guys, to the point where...
This is an ass-whooping.
Yeah, like, G2 was just Fnatic's dad at this point. They're just daddy. That's how it works.
I mean, technically, they bet that because Carlos out here funding Fnatic. Carlos owns both teams. he funds one team, and then he funds both teams. Jesus, okay, yeah, Fnatic is the young brother that can never beat the older brother. It's just like that.
That's the LEC in a nutshell. G2 runs this league, and Fnatic's just the bitch of G2, and that's it. Yeah, but somehow G2 can just beat. Even sloppy as Fnatic is, can wipe through some of these teams. BDS last split lost to G2 in week one, beat every single team, and then got second place because they lost against Carmine Corp.
Yep.
This league fucking sucks. All right, so
yep.
Well, like, we will.
G2 is not trying to get first, and then they end up getting first like a card because Carmine Corp
Fnatic only got first in the regular season because Team Vitality unexpectedly beat them.
Yeah.
Remember, Fnatic also lost to Mad Lions, too, that week.
Yep.
G2 weren't even trying to get first, and they still managed to make the finals.
Ugh. Exactly. And then Rogue was made the playoffs. SK was trying to – yo, matter of fact, next week I need to do a deep dive with SK because I don't – something about that org. I don't know what's going on.
What happened?
Next week, we're going to talk about SK Gaming. I ain't never seen a team try to throw as many games as I see this one team done this year. We need to get down to the bottom of why the fuck SK Gaming is so bad.
Yeah, we could do that the week after this one, when we do the split recast for the LCS and the LEC,
Because I need to break that team down. Oh my god! I just look at them. I'm like, this team should be better, but then you feel bad for Irrelevant. You're like, he's really become irrelevant. Like he really is. you're living up to your name, not because of yourself, because of how shit your team is. They forget that you play the LEC because you're out of the playoffs so fucking fast. It's like, holy fuck. And if it wasn't for him streaming with Kadro, it was like people would forget you play on SK. Or they probably remember you're the only player that's good on SK. Holy fuck. Yeah, that's...
Any, got any plans for videos coming up? Or are you just going to be doing the one video a year kind of thing?
One video. It's like what I feel like. It's like... Well, I feel like it, you know, the hell say. No, right now I'm just playing Pokemon. If I can actually get my mic to work while I'm streaming, because I was trying to stream earlier this morning, but I was like, that's when I realized that I uploaded a video, but my mic was, I was like, oh, fuck, but I'm not going to take this video down, it's whatever. Because you can listen, just literally listen on mute, and you can just look at my facial expression, and I was like, what the fuck is this list? This list is so dog shit.
Man, you would think it's crazy. Everyone thought it was the next coming of Christ or something.
Because people was telling me, oh, the beer list came out. I'm on the website. Like, yo, y'all motherfuckers got to stop fucking with me. I go on YouTube. There's all these people making a beer list. The beer list video. I was like, where the list at? Oh, it's a one-year organization.
What? That's already crazy in of itself. Why should the news website have it before the official one? That's already fucking.
But matter of fact, we're going to break it down once we get to this.
We'll do that on the other show. So thank you guys for watching and listening to the show. If you caught it live, make sure to check out the replay. I am now officially back from Vegas and we'll be putting out a lot more content. I know the content you guys want to watch on the channel, and I will be producing more of that content. And remember, I'm going to be working on the second channel that I have for just comic book and manga related content, actually. So this channel is just all based around the content that I talked about, you know, in my channel update video, which you guys should go and watch. I did finish the podcast schedule video. It is done. I just need to edit it, and it's going to be up in about a day or two, and I'm currently working on finishing the vlog from the FNT Geese and Gamers Las Vegas 2024 meetup. And yes, thank you guys for checking out this episode of the Cloud9 podcast. Wherever you consume your podcasts, make sure you listen in and have a great time as you listen to the show and hear us talk about the competitive landscape of League of Legends. And if you want to hear and see what I'm always doing on the show, go and check out the Iron Man podcast episodes. We're about to hit 400 episodes on that tonight as we end this episode of the Cloud9 podcast, actually. So, yeah, make sure you guys follow me. Links in the description box below. Follow me on Twitch, Rumble, X, all those places. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. And we will see you guys for this show this Thursday coming up at 7 PST.